Blog Talk Radio.
That's what I see. I say yes.
I say yes.
Lord, I agree.
Lord, I agree.
My desire. Lord, is to be what you call me to be. And that's what I
Amen, amen, amen. We gonna be what God called us to be. I don't care what happens. We will not miss that calling to be what God called us to be. Amen. This is Apostle Deborah Dean, and I bring you greetings from the End Time Men and Women of War radio broadcast on today. I just thank and praise God for everyone that's under the sound of my voice on today. I'm so delighted that you have chosen to worship with us today, and I extend a warm welcome to you. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now, and we're going to have our devotion service, our devotion part of the service. Now we're going to call Prophetess Sattler to come.
Amen, amen, amen. Good afternoon, End Time Men and Women of War, Apostle Deborah Dean, and everyone,
amen.
Good afternoon. Our scripture reading will be coming from Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 1, and it reads, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are falling from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." I have read you Galatians, the fifth chapter, verses 1 down through 6. And may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his holy word. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Most gracious and everlasting Father God, we just come, O God, with
yes.
a heart of thanksgiving, O God, just thanking you, O God, for this day, for you woke us up this morning, O God, and started us on this way, O God, and we thank and praise your holy
yes.
name, O God. O God, we thank you for being Alpha and Omega, the beginning,
yes.
our beginning, and our ending, O God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, O God.
Yes,
we thank
Jesus.
You for being Jehovah Shalom, our peace, O God. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healing, God. We just
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For being all that and some, O God. We just thank you for life today, O God. We just
yes.
thank you for strength, O God.
You,
we thank you for your grace, God. We
yes.
thank you for mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We just
yes.
thank you, O God, for all that you are, O God. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, O God. Now, God, we
Jesus.
Come, O God, just asking, O God, that you forgive us of all of our sins. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, O God.
In the name
we just
of
pray,
Jesus.
O God, that you clean us up, O God, for your glory, O God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
in the name
oh God.
Of Jesus.
We pray right now, oh God, that you touch us, oh God, from the top of
yes.
our heads to the soles of our feet, oh God,
thank
and that you.
You
make us well, oh God, for your
yes.
glory in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
In the name
Hallelujah, oh God. And now we pray, oh God, for this service in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We pray, oh God, that you touch your woman of God that's going to bring your word on today, oh God.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Pray that someone, oh God, will come running saying, what must I do to be saved, oh God?
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Your word on today, oh God. Bless your word,
yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For it is a restore, it's restoration to us, oh God.
Yes,
it helps
Lord.
Us, God, and it keeps us, oh God. And bless your word, oh God, as it goes forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Yes.
And we thank you and we praise you and we bless your name, oh God. And this we ask in your darling son Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Father. We thank Prophetess Sadler for her devotion part of the service, and it's just, it's, you know, it's good. And I thank and praise God for devotion, because when you have your devotion with God and then you turn around and meditate on the word, it's just good. It is a restore, the word of God. So we thank and praise God for that awesome devotion service. And now we're going to call on Prophetess Dorita Kelsey on today for our testimonial service. Good afternoon, Prophetess Kelsey.
God bless you on today. I thank God for today. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you.
Well, I want to open up testimony service on today. I want to know if anyone that want to testify on today, clap your hands on today. Let's
yeah.
stump our feet. Let's give God some praise, because we know God has been so good on today. I am so excited just to
yeah.
know that if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
yes,
I don't
Lord.
Know where
Hallelujah.
Would I be on today.
Yes, Lord.
Even though I got to give honor to God who is ahead of, well, matter of fact, who is my life.
Yes.
I thank God for Apostle Dean, Apostle Deborah Dean, Apostle
yes.
Edward Dean. I thank
yes,
the Lord,
Lord
for the end time men and women of war, everybody in their proper places.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
The Lord for each and every one of us. I thank the Lord, because God has just been blowing my mind on this weekend. I just
yes,
thank God
Lord.
That to wake up just to know that God is still on the move and he hasn't forgot about his people. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On today. I just thank the Lord, because God has just been blowing my mind. I just said sometimes I may have something to say. Sometimes it just seems like I don't have no words to say, because I'm still stuck
yes,
on all the wonderful things he just keep doing in my life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I just wanted to know who will be the first to testify. Yes, God.
Yes.
On today. Just, I'm opening
give him,
up.
Give him praises and
Amen.
Glory
I
to
thank
God.
The Lord for another day. All right, Apostle, I'll let you go first. Go ahead.
All right. Hallelujah. I come
Hallelujah.
Right now bringing greetings, huh, from the
Amen.
David residence, huh, in the name of
mm-hmm.
Jesus. I just give reverence to God, who is my life.
Yes, yeah.
I just thank him today. He is so awesome today. I thank and praise him for watching over us all night last night. And early
yes,
this morning, he touched me and woke me up, and I thank him for it. I'm in my right mind with all activity,
yes.
not a portion,
yes,
but all of them. In the
thank
name of
God.
Jesus. That's
thank
so
you.
Thankful. I'm so grateful for that, because there's some people went to bed that didn't even get up this morning. He didn't even allow to wake up. So I thank God I'm standing on the ground, and the ground not standing on me this morning. I give God praise and glory. And I'm just so thankful that he's healed me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm thankful and praising God for it today. God is just so awesome on today. And he keep on blessing me. He just keep
Hallelujah.
On blessing me. He just keep on blessing me. And I'm telling you right now, I got to praise down on the
inside.
That's got to come up. And
Amen.
I thank him today, because he
yes,
is so
Lord.
Good. He is
Amen.
The great shepherd. He is the good shepherd. And I can't stop praising
Amen.
His name. I just can't stop
yes,
praising
God.
His
Hallelujah.
Name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising
his name, because he's so good. God is so good. He's good, and I thank him. I don't care what I go through. I know my God. Adonai. Jehovah. Rapha. Jehovah. Jesus. I know he is great and wonderful. He is a mighty God. So I don't care what I go through. Hallelujah. I know he's right there. I know he's right there, and I give him praise and I give him glory. In the midnight hour, in the morning, I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him for everything. So, y'all, I'm just letting you know today, I serve a mighty God.
Yes,
I serve a mighty God. I serve a mighty God. And God has been so good all around about me. I don't care where I go. I can feel the angels covering me. I just thank him. I can feel them all around me. I just thank him. I thank him for the piece of bread that I had to eat this morning. I thank God for everything. I thank him for this sound mind. I thank him today. I can't hardly stop. It's just a praise down on the inside. And I give him reverence for everything that he do. I don't care what it is. I don't boast, but when I do boast, it's in the Lord. And I tell you what, I'm boasting in him today because he is good and he very good. You all pray my strength in the Lord as I will do for you. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I praise the Lord. I like to give honor to Jesus Christ and my Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
I like to thank God for another day, and I thank God for being able to be amongst the saints and all the listeners that are listening. I thank God. I thank God that I'm still here. I need a T-shirt to say that because, see, I know that the devil been trying to knock a sister down. But let me tell you something.
Yes.
Every time I open my eyes, I say, devil, guess what? I am still here, and I ain't going nowhere. So you're just practicing on me. I'm still here, and I thank God.
Thank you.
I remember my friend used to tell me, he said, I'm so happy you can't slap this smile off my face. That's how I got a smile for Jesus that nobody can slap the smile off my face because I just love the Lord that much. And everything that I go through, I feel so weak when I go through it.
Lord.
But in my spirit, I feel like there is no end to what I can do.
Yes.
There is no valley too low that God can't reach.
Lord.
And I just thank God because he's teaching me to think different. A lot of people looking at me crazy because I don't have a mind of lack no more. I gave it up, and now I can't even hear anything lack. And so I thank God for that. But you know what God has showed me? He said, you know what? He said, listen, you got to understand this. See, we love people on earth so much, and we love everybody, and we're supposed to love. He said, but one part about love we got to perfect, and that's the part that we can't take nobody with us. Some places we want to go, and we can't take them with us. And
we get tied up
into them, and we be wanting to love on them, and we're loving them through their mess, and we're loving them in their ditch, and we're loving
Thank
them in their trouble, and we're pulling on them, and it's like a big old weight going up a mountain.
Yeah.
You're going up, and you got this big old pile of bricks on your back. And God said, there's some places everybody ain't going to be able to go. You got to be willing to march by yourself.
Yes.
You got to be willing to be a one-woman protest for God.
You
got to be willing to say, listen, I love you, daughter, but where I'm going, obviously you can't go because I can't pull you all the way through this. Somebody else through their mess. Hallelujah.
God was just showing me, listen,
you can't pull him through his mess. Hallelujah.
Right.
And I know I'm not talking about myself only. You know, sometimes we try to pull people through their mess. We can't pull them through their mess. He said, that's why I died on a cross. I'm the Savior.
That's right.
I'm the Resurrector. I'm the Healer. I'm the Deliverer. You're not their Deliverer. Stop delivering people that you can't deliver.
Lord.
God said, I'm here to do that. And I said, Lord, I thank you. You just freed me with some things. He said, listen.
Yes,
he said,
Lord.
You're not being disobedient when you stop and you say, hey, I got to move on, hon. I can't go. You can't keep holding me up in this same conversation. You can't keep holding me up in this same battle.
Yes,
I got to move.
Yes.
I finished this battle a long time ago.
Now.
My God already finished this battle for me.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit in it and keep looking at the rerun. me.
Yes.
And I will bring you through every single valley. I just thank God that he's been taking me there. Every time I say,
Lord,
I don't know what else I can do. Lord, I don't know what else to say. He says, this is when you just shake the dust and you walk with me. Just walk. He said, I'll take care of the rest. You don't have to worry about that stuff. He told me, God was showing me this week. He said, you worry too much about things. And I told you not to worry. He said, you're worrying about stuff. And it's reference to a lot of times, you know, we get worried in trying to fix people's salvation. And we get worried about this person ain't living right. And Lord, if they don't get it right, God, I don't know what's going to happen. And we take their burden. You know, we take it. And it's okay to bear one another's burden. But God said, you bear it and leave it. Don't keep it. Don't keep it. He said, don't keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep walking in their sorrow. That's not your sorrow. We're picking up other people's sorrows. We're picking up other people's sins. We're picking up other people's worries and their troubles. We're picking them up.
Yeah.
Somebody's having issues with finances. Or they're having issues with court. And we're picking up their issues.
Yeah.
Because
we
want to intercede on their behalf. And God said, intercede and keep it moving. Don't stay there in that place. Don't stay there.
All right.
I do believe in the book of Timothy. It tells us that don't let another man's sin overtake you in your witnessing. You're ministering to somebody and their sin is so much and you're trying to help them that it overtakes you.
I just thank God
today. That's my testimony. God has showed me that I don't have to take on everybody's stuff. He said, you don't have a heaven or hell to put nobody in. When that great judgment day come, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
I don't want to hear why you didn't do this. I don't want to hear somebody stopped and said. I don't want to hear that your husband wasn't in agreement. He said he didn't want to hear it. He said, I'm coming after you. I'm going to ask you what you're going to say.
All right.
And I said, Lord, for God I live, and for God I die. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what I'm going to say. So I just want everybody to keep being encouraged, stay obedient, keep your eyes on God no matter what.
Yes.
Don't you dare flinch. Don't you dare flinch. Never let the devil see you sweat. Don't you dare flinch. Stay focused. And I just want everybody, you know, just pray my strength in the Lord. I continue to pray yours as well.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I hope everybody wants to testify.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you.
Yes.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, I'm so sorry. I just had to sing a little bit of that on today. I just had to close my eyes and just go into another praise. I just trying to shift the line to somewhere else on today. Oh, hallelujah. It seems like sometimes you just have so much to give God praise for. But he says to say hallelujah anyhow.
Yes.
You never let the troubles get you down.
Yes.
Hold your head up high and say hallelujah anyhow. God, I thank you.
thank you, Lord.
Jesus, I thank him. Will there be another one to testify? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Y'all can help me sing this song. All I'm saying is hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You know why we sing hallelujah? God is turning around some things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's working behind the scene, working it out on our behalf. Hallelujah.
Thank
ooh,
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Ooh, hallelujah. I just
thank
felt
you,
a
Lord.
Heaviness. So it's like he took me into worship. Hallelujah.
Yes,
even I'm not taking
thank
no revenge praise, but I'm just praising him. Just giving
amen.
Him praise. Even
amen.
In the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, God,
thank
I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. Give a reverence to God who is the head of my life and to everyone in their respective places. Who can sit down on God? You know, God woke us up this morning and started us on our way. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is so holy, and he's so righteous, and he is all that we need, and some, you know, and I just want to say a well word for the Lord, and I just want to worship God in the beauty of his holiness, you know, and so, you know, a good man steps are ordered by the Lord, you know, and so sometimes we go through things in life, you know, and the word, you know, it's an old saying and an old adage, you know, what don't kill you, you know, makes you better.
Yes.
And it was an old story was told of a woman. She was with this man that used to beat her all the time. And he eventually cut her neck and she lived through it. And eventually the man died, but she lived. And then she remarried again. And the next husband, he did her a little better, but he still treated her really, really mean. And but in the process of, he died as well, but before he died, she gave her life to the Lord. And when she gave her life to the Lord, God gave her a book. And she the title of this book was called Stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, this is based on a true story, and you know, in the things that we go through in life, you know, it makes us stronger. You know, everything that we go through, you know, God gives us stuff. He permits things to happen. We suffer. We go through this. We go through that. But it makes us stronger. You know, and so when we come out, when we go through and we go through this storm and we go through that storm, it makes us better. It makes us stronger. And we're able to help someone else. And you know, if he brought you through this thing, if he brought you around this corner, he's going to bring you out.
He will bring you out. He's an unchanging God. He's the same God that he was yesterday. If he did it for this sister and this brother, he'll do the same for you. You know, and so I just want to encourage someone, you know, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. What don't kill you will make you better. And today I'm staying stronger. No matter what tomorrow may bring, God is still a good God. If he don't bring me out, he is able. You know, as long as I got life in my body, I will bless the Lord. No matter what, I will praise his holy name. Because God, he is holy. He is good. Yeah. He is righteous. And I just love God in all his ways. No matter what, I will never go back. I will never turn back because he is an awesome God. I just want to bless his holy name. And so I just want to encourage someone to keep hanging on and keep your hands in God's hand. No matter what, no matter what the struggle is, no matter what the storm is, God is holy. If you got life in your body, you got breath in your body, bless his name. Say a well word for the Lord, because you couldn't have a tongue to praise him. I mean, it's some people laying on their back can't say anything. Mm-hmm. So if you have an opportunity to say something for the Lord, bless his name. Say a well word for the Lord, because God, he is good. You know, he give us this, but we think that we wake ourselves up. We think we give our own self activity of our lips. We really think that. And so I'm coming with a grateful heart on this afternoon and just thanking God for life today. Whatever situation I'm in, I bless his holy name.
Yes,
I have a roof
Lord.
Over my head. I have food on the table. I have a job. I have a car. And I thank and praise his name.
Yes.
I have the activities of my limbs. I'm not blind. I can see, and I thank and praise God for helping strength today. My mother is living. I have children. They are okay. I have grandbabies and all this with a hallelujah, and I have you all. God bless you. Pray my strength in the Lord, and I will do the same for you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Would that be the next? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would there be another one want to testify for the goodness of Jesus?
Hey, man. This is Prophet Latriviata.
Amen.
Under a hectic week. And all I can think about is, in spite of all the stuff that I've been going through, in spite of what the devil been trying to do and hadn't succeeded, God is still good and he still has my back. And he got my kids back. He haven't let nothing slip up on me, and I'm so grateful and thankful to God. I love him so much. That's all I can do is say that I love you, and I appreciate what God do for me and my boys. He has kept me from this point on. I cannot think back since I've been born until now. I never had to sleep on the street. I'm grateful to God. I haven't for real had a job, and God has been keeping me my phone bill on. I can get back and forth, and I know it ain't nobody but God. I got a roof over my head, and I'm grateful. The devil mad for whatever reason. I don't care. He can stay mad. I'm going to continue to praise my Lord because he done brought me this far, and I'm not going to give up on my God. That's all I had to say.
Amen.
Amen. Would there be another one to testify?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise him. Hello? Okay.
Amen.
Would there be another testify? Well, okay. Amen. Well, I'm giving honor to God who's ahead of our lives. I thank the Lord for every prayer, every testimony that went up before God. I'm returning the service back over to Apostle Deborah Dean. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Kelsey, for the testimony and service, and it was awesome. We're going to turn it over now to our praise and worship with Prophetess Watson.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was listening to
everybody's praise and their testimonies. And I was saying, wow, Lord, in the testimonies, I hear praise. Hallelujah. I know you hear everybody talking, but I hear, we come this far by faith. Hallelujah, right? That's what I hear. It says, leaning on the Lord. That's why we're trusting in His holy word. Cause He never fails again. So we're singing, He turned around. We come this far. Testimonies on today. Hallelujah. We come this far by faith. How many people know it's by faith that you're here right now? Amen. It's not by your battles. It's not by your scars. It's not by your hurt. But it's by your faith. You are
by
here.
Your faith.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let me stop right there. Let me just stop.
Hallelujah.
I'm about to lose it. Like that
Ooh,
song I heard. I'm going to make me lose my mind. Up in here. Amen. Okay. I'm going to play some Vashawn Mitchell for you guys. Press your way. Amen.
How many of y'all know when the scripture
says, hallelujah,
be not weary in well-doing.
Yeah.
For in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Let me share this with you. The reason why Paul wrote that, because I understand something. As believers, we don't get weary of the work. But sometimes we get weary in the work. And when you're working for God, He didn't say you will never get tired. Amen? But I want to encourage you tonight. I've come here tonight. My assignment tonight is to encourage you. Is to let you know in the midst of everything that you're going through, you got to learn how to press your way through. You got to push right through it. The blessing is in the pressing. And when you learn how to press, there's no secret what God can do. I ain't talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. I've had to press. Yes, I'm a young man, but let me tell you something. Young folk go through stuff too. We got to learn how to press our way. Listen to this song. The song says this.
Press my way. Press my way through. Said I can't give up now. I must press my way through. Every day I'm pressing my way through. Pressing my way through. God is something to win. Must press my way through.
Pentecostal boy here, Tony Clay.
Press my way through.
Sing it, Tony, sing.
Press my way through.
Woo.
I just can't give up now.
I need a witness in here tonight.
I've got to press my way through. Press my way through. I've got to press my way through. God's got something waiting. I gotta press my way through.
Stay right there, stay right. Y'all help me sing.
Press my way. Press my way through.
Y'all can help me sing it. Come on.
Press my way through. Can't give up.
Can't give up now.
Press my way.
Help me sing. God got something.
God has something
waiting.
God has something waiting.
For every tear you had to shed.
God has something
waiting. Every night you stayed up all night.
God has something
waiting. God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
anybody gonna hold on? I said, anybody gonna hold on? Anybody ever felt like giving up? Anybody ever felt like throwing in the towel? Anybody ever said, I ain't going back no more? But I got good news for you tonight. If you can hold on just a little while alone, touch somebody and tell them help is on the way. Come on and tell somebody help is on the way. Come on and tell them help is on the way. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. God got something waiting. God got something. Saying again, y'all, God is on. How many of y'all been working hard in church? And look like the more you work, the lesser folk appreciate you. Well, I want you to know payday is coming after a while. I said payday is coming after a while. You just remember one thing. God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.
God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to press your way now. We got to press our way through. Amen. Praise God. That was by Vashawn Mitchell, Press Your Way Through. And I'm going to go ahead and close out this portion of the worship services and turn this services back over to Apostle Deborah Dean. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God for the praise and worship that Evangelist Watson, Prophetess Watson, Press Your Way Through. You know, that's awesome because we press every day. You know, I'm telling you, God allows us to press every day because it's always something that we think we can't make it through. And God say, just press. Just press it. I don't care if you're trying to get somewhere on time. You have to press your way. You have to get there. So I thank and praise God it ministered to my spirit because a lot of things we go through, we had to press our way through them. You know, even though God is the one that's getting us through it, we still have to press our way. We go through so many different things, but it's the Lord. But nevertheless, let me go on. Father, we're getting ready to go into the Word of God right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come thanking you and praising you for this day, Lord. We come just giving you praise for another opportunity to stand in John's shoes, Father. I repent right now for any known and unknown sin that I've committed against you today, Father, and at any time. I repent right now if I've offended anyone, Father, I repent. I'm asking you to search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now to allow me to lay my will down, Father. Not my will, but thy will be done in my life, Father. I ask you right now to let me surrender. Surrender today, Father, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your word, teach your people today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give it up. I surrender now. And I bind the strong man right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every evil thing that try to come against this line. I take control over the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Releasing your anointing right now over the airways right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Amen. I again, here, I'm just whatever the Lord want to do, and I don't even know who I'm talking to. But today, I'm going to come from Galatians chapter 4. Verses 13 and 14. It says, you know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Amen. So I'm just going to talk about maybe another 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes. I'm going to talk about, and I want to ask you a question. What condition is your condition in? What condition is your condition in? Now, in the dictionary, I don't know if it was Webster or not, I just grabbed a dictionary out of there, it says, a condition is the state of something, especially with regards to its appearance, quality, working order. It says state, shape, or order. That's a condition. Number two, the circumstances. It says a condition is the circumstances affecting the way in which people live or work. That's a condition. With regards to their safety or well-being, a condition can be a situation. A condition can be a setup. A condition can be your surroundings or environment. So I want to ask you again today, what condition is your condition in? So I'm coming from Galatians 4:13 and 14. And there we're talking about Paul. So I'm going to go back to Acts, where Paul was crucifying the Christian. He asked for, Miss West say, a license so that he could bring all the people in, all the Christians in, bound to prison. He asked for that back over in Acts. But, they gave it to him. So he was running around persecuting Christians and looking for them and hunting them and whatever condition he was in at that time, whatever the situation was at that time, that's what he did. He was crucifying the Christian. That was his condition at that time. Just like the devil, letting the enemy use him to do that. That's the condition he was in at that time. But on down the road, God had a plan for Paul. So he got Paul, and I guess he was out still hunting Christians, on the road to Damascus. He got him back over in there, and he was asking him, why did he persecute thou me? Why did thou persecute thou me? And why do you kick against the pricks? But see, Paul did not really understand at that time, and I'm really not where I'm supposed to be at. He didn't really understand at that time what the Spirit was saying to him, what the Father was saying to him. But his eyes soon was open, because the Lord put a blindness over Paul, and he had to be taken hand to hand different places where he had to go. That was his condition that he was in. He was blind. He was blinded because he was going against what God wanted him to do. He was already a call. See, when we in the world and we have a calling on our life, we have that calling. Whatever it is, we have that gift. And it comes with our repentance. So he kept doing what he was doing. He kept doing it. That was his condition. So what condition at that point in time? What quality, what working order, what situation, what setup was Paul's condition in? He was being used by the enemy to set Christians up, to kill them, to put them in bondage. That's what he did. That's the condition he was in at that point in time. But it went on further. And Paul, after he was struck with that blindness, that condition brought him to his senses. And God got a hold to him, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, got a hold to Paul. And so Paul wanted to become a Christian after he had that experience, because when we go through things in life, the suffering we have to go through, it's, a lot of it is for the gospel's sake. He had to go through what he went through for the gospel's sake. I had a preached about a sermon, something pertaining to this, about it's painful, but it's necessary. All of this is necessary for Paul to get him to where he's supposed to be. It gets him in the condition where God wanted him to be. It gets him in the situation where God wanted him to be. A lot of times what we go through because we want God taking us through, because he's putting us in a situation. He's bringing us and out. And when we come out of that, we'll be stronger and so many other things. It's like we going through the fire and we going through purification and we going through purging. And when we get through going through the things, the condition that we went in with, we don't have that same condition when we come out. See, Paul went in with a condition of killing Christians and doing this and being used by the enemy. But when he come out of the condition, when he come out of being blind, when he come out of being led around by different ones, his condition was different. His condition was different. He wanted to be saved. He wanted to know the Lord. He wanted to depend on the Holy Ghost. He didn't have no other choice. Because he was blind and could not see. But when he came, when God brought him through the condition, he could see. He said, I once was blind, but now I see. His condition. What condition is your condition in? Can you see now where God brought you from? What the song just out just come? We come this far by faith. We come through the condition, and we ended up with faith. We came through with this lack of faith, with no faith. But when God brought us through what we had to go through, we had faith, the condition of faith, when we stepped out. It's like a newness. Come over you. I'm stronger. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. The condition. When God got Paul through that, he got some of the apostles or disciples, whatever they were, apostles, he went to them because he felt the apostolic calling on his life, him and Barnabas. But Paul went to them and they had a problem at first because they remembered how he hated them and they remembered how he hunted them. And the Christians, how they ran from him and hid from him. So they had a problem. They say they had a problem with Paul. They say, I know he cannot be one of us. He hated us. And he's tricking us. And they said all kind of stuff. But God knew. as some of the other apostles knew. Nobody could change him but God. Nobody could do this but God. Man could not change Paul. It had to be the Holy Ghost that changed Paul, because his mind was so fixed on and so bent on taking Christians and locking them up for believing on God and for believing on Jesus. Now, he's changed. He came out with another condition. But see, God was just setting him up all the time for the calling that was on his life. That's what he was doing. He was getting set up for the calling on his life. So after a while, he went on, and they did not want to license him or whatever they do, lay hands on him as an apostle, but they did. They went on and they prayed and laid hands on Paul, and he was consecrated as an apostle. So he and Barnabas went together. They went together on their journey, on their missionary journey. And they, and God, and Jesus assigned them to a certain region, because at first they went to the synagogues of the Jews, and they started getting jealous of Paul and Barnabas. But after a while, they started making stuff up on them. And they knew that they had to get out of there, because they started making things up on them, because they was jealous of them. They didn't know where they come from or whatever. But after they went on their missionary journey, they got away from them, and they went to the Galatians. They went to the Gentiles. These are people that they would say that they didn't have the Holy Ghost, and they didn't believe on Jesus, and they didn't, none of that, and the Holy Ghost. But Paul taught them, the Gentiles, over in Galatians 4. He started teaching them. He said, "Now I say that there, as long as he is a child, differ nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all." But then I don't want to go back up in there. I'm just going to, he said here, "How be it then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and the beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you your labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. You have not injured me at all. Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus." Because some of them, when him and Barnabas had preached so, they looked over at the, I think it was at the gate of Lystra, and it was a man that had been lying there. He was crippled from birth, from his mother's womb. And all Paul did was hollered over there and said, "Be ye healed, get up and walk." And the man leaped up. And then the priest there in that area and the people, they saw what Paul did, and they started trying to worship Paul and Barnabas like they was angels or somebody. And when they found out, they rent their clothes, they put ashes and stuff, and they begged them, "Please don't do this. We're men just like you are." That's what he was just telling them. "I'm just like y'all. Y'all just like me. I'm just a man. Don't worship me." But then, you know, Paul had, God had given in 2 Corinthians, around the 12th chapter in that area, God allowed Satan to afflict Paul's body. Satan, he buffeted his body. He afflicted him with a infirmity. So he was telling them, when I got this infirmity here in my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despise not. When I got this infirmity in my flesh, y'all didn't despise me nor reject me, but y'all received me as an angel of God. So they didn't say he was weak and that he was no good or he couldn't help them because he was weak. He had a condition. But see, Paul had the condition of killing Christians. Then he had another condition on the road to Damascus, and God made him blind. And then he had another condition when he accepted and got filled with the Holy Ghost. And now he's got another condition here, because he's telling them that I have this infirmity, and God allowed the enemy to do this to me. And the thing it was that Paul knew it was the Lord allowing this, and he really didn't understand why. And most of the time, we don't understand what we go through at first. We just know we're going through. We know we're going through. But God, it's a reason a lot of times that God allow us to go through. We don't understand. We don't know what Paul's thorn in his flesh was, because he had one. They never did say it in the Bible. We knew it was a sickness that ailed his body, and when it flared up, he had to kind of sit down and be still. Some people say it was malaria. Some people said it was epilepsy, or the disease when, you know, the scholars in the Bible schools and universities were saying that's what it was. Whatever the case, it was a chronic and deliberating problem, which at times kept him from working. See, it kept him from doing a lot of things. When he got that infirmity, he had to go and lay down, like a lot of times we do. And sometimes this thorn in the flesh was a hindrance. It was a distraction to his ministry. And so, as we do today, we'll go pray, Lord, please, Father, this sickness or this diabetes or these high blood pressures or whatever it is, we pray, Lord, I can't even stand up sometime when I'm in this condition, Father. I ask you to move the condition. But he told Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient. He wouldn't move the condition. He said, you have to depend on my grace. My grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So every time your condition come up on you and you get weak, my strength will get perfect, will be made perfect when you're weak. When my strength will show up when you're weak. And so you won't think you're doing this yourself. You get weak and I get strong in your weakness. So a lot of times when we're going through, a lot of times when we get weak, whatever condition, whatever the situation, whatever the setup is, depend on the grace of God. Have faith in the grace of God. Because we know that God, our weakness, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Every time we get weak, God's strength jump up there. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. A lot of times when I'm preaching or praying, just the other day I was praying, and you know I was tired and my chest and this and that. And every time, and I put my hand on my chest when I start to feel this thing, every time this condition come upon me, I lay my hand on my chest. And when I lay my hand on my chest, the strength of God take over and makes me stronger. And he just take off. So I'm glad today. I'm glad to tell you that in your condition, in whatever condition you have, in whatever state you're in, God will move through your weakness, your condition, in your condition. He'll move in your condition. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what infirmity it is. I don't care whatever problem is. Problems and trouble don't last always. But whatever it is, God's going to move in your condition today. I tell you, he'll move. His grace is sufficient. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect. I can't hardly get off of that because I know sometimes when we get weak, we get weak. We humans. We get weak. We get weak, but God is strong. And what Prophet Solomon was just saying, it makes you stronger. Whatever you go through, I don't care whatever trial, whatever test you go through, it makes you strong. And I thank God for it today. I don't have a sermon here. I just, God is putting in my belly. And I don't know who I'm talking to, all of us on this radio broadcast and those in radio land today. But be encouraged. What condition is your condition in today? What condition is it in today? But I admonish you, I beseech you today to have faith in God. Know when you go through your condition, that God is going to bring you out in another condition. You're not going to go in weak and come out weak. You're going to go in weak and come out strong. That's what condition your condition is in today. And I want to encourage you today that when Jesus went to the cross and he died for our sins today, when he died for us on the cross, they nailed nails in his hands and they nails in his feet and they pierced him in the sight and he bled and blood and water came streaming out. That condition he was in, he died right there on the cross for my sins and yours. And he went on to heaven. But God raised him from the dead. Yes, he did. And when he raised him up, he had a perfect body, and he set him at the right hand of him. And the condition that Jesus went in with him, he came out in a better condition. He came out in a stronger condition because he had all power in his hand. Before he left, he had no power. He had some, but he wasn't allowed to use it because he was man. But when he came out of that condition, he had a better condition. He was in a better condition because he came out with all power in his hand, power to live right, power to love. And he went down to hell, and he got the keys to it, and he let those captives free down there. And I tell you what, I'm so glad today that Jesus went in with one condition, and he came out with another one. Just like Paul, he went in weak, but he came out strong. And just like all of us, we may go in weak, but we're going to come out strong. I tell you right now, be encouraged. I don't care what it looks like. You might go in weak, but I tell you today, you're going to come out strong. You may go in one way, and you're going to come out another one. I thank God today that God is still on the throne and Jesus at the right hand, and they left the Holy Ghost here with us. I'm so glad today that they have our condition in their hand, and I thank them today. I'm so glad today that I can lean and depend on the condition that God has brought us through. I'm so glad today. I'm glad today. I'm so glad. I'm glad about it today. I'm glad. And I thank God. I thank him today. I thank him. for sending his only begotten son. I thank you, Lord, and ever call my son in the earth. I thank you today. I give God praise. I give you praise today. I give you praise today. For the condition I was in, I was in. I got a better condition now in the name of Jesus. I thank God today. What condition is your condition in? What condition is your condition in? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I thank you, Lord. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I hope I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to myself in the name of Jesus, because we go in with one condition and we come out another way. And I thank God today. So I just thank God for his word. I thank him, God, that his word will not return void. In the name of Jesus, I thank God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to turn this portion over to Evangelist Prophetess Watson today. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to give honor to God and thank God for the woman of God that came forth, Apostle Deborah Deans, for that anointed and inspiring and encouraging word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What is your condition? Hallelujah. What is your condition on today? Amen. What is your condition on today? And I just want to say, you know, I want to open this altar call up because we all have conditions. You know, some of us are in different types of conditions. Some of us in I call it a prefabricated condition. You know, you were made up one way and you're doing another thing. And a lot of us are refurbished. We're trying to save and restore some things. And I just thank God that, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, he took all our conditions in advance. Over 2,000 years ago, he had your condition on his shoulders, bearing it to Calvary. He took your condition. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So if anybody is in a certain condition on today and they walking in that condition, you don't have to stay in that condition, because we're going to go to the altar and get a new condition, because God promised us new. He said, listen, I'll take your, new things. We are created, and he can give us new. We created as a new creature. Old things have passed away. That old condition, we don't have to keep picking it up. We don't have to keep walking in it. Just claim the new condition. You know, I think about a new car. You know, when you get a new car, you don't be thinking about the old car no more.
You
be thinking about how glad you are in a new one. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm just thanking God for our new conditions, that we can always go to him and say, Lord, I need a new condition. I need you to give me a new anointing. How about that?
Lord.
A new anointing. A new vision.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I can do some new stuff, and I'm always asking for something new. Every day he gives us is a new day. He never gave us the same day ever.
That's right. Amen.
We might make it the same, but he didn't make it the same. So let's go before
Lord.
The throne of Christ, you know, because I can go new all day. I love new stuff. Amen. I love new stuff. I'm going to pray a new prayer. How about that?
I'm going to pray
a prayer that's new. Now, how about
that?
Hallelujah. Devil can't attack new stuff. He only can attack old stuff. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I just bless your name, God. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come new. And we can ask for newness in you, God. I ask, God, that every sin and doubt and worry and trouble that's in our mind and in our heart, God, that you will erase it. And give us a new thought, a new mind. God, create a new spirit in us, a clean spirit in us. God, take the old stuff and the raggedy stuff and the hurt stuff and the troubled stuff away from us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us a new song to sing. God, have mercy on our souls. Give us a new outlook on things. God, we need some new stuff. Lord, we've been going through some things and some old things and some same old things and some repetitive things.
Lord.
But God, in the name of Jesus, we're claiming some new stuff. I want to see something new.
Hallelujah, God. I want to walk in newness.
Yes.
God, help us to walk in the newness of you,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Glory of you. God,
thank
help
you,
us, God. Help us. Have mercy on our soul, God.
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
God, have mercy
Peace,
on our soul, God. God,
yes,
God,
Lord,
take every old thing away, God. Every old mentality. Matter of fact, God, take the
yes,
old
Lord.
People out of our life. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Thank
I just
you.
Feel it right there. Take the old people. The
yes,
old people.
Jesus.
Bring some new people in our life. New people,
yes,
new things, new places, I'm claiming in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Newness.
In the name of Jesus.
We want everything
hallelujah.
New. New houses, new cars.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. I'm breaking it, God.
Thank
in the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Stand in agreement for new stuff, God. New revelation,
yes.
God. New ministries being birthed, God.
Yes,
new people,
Lord.
New
thank
members
you,
coming to the ministry. New
yes,
everything,
Lord.
New. God, create everything
thank
new.
You.
Erase every, I don't even want an old memory, God. Give me new memory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
you,
God. Help us to focus on the new stuff, God. You give us a
yes,
new day
Lord.
Every day, God. Help us to enjoy
yes,
and
Lord.
Appreciate the new thing in that day. Help us
yes,
to focus and be able to acknowledge the new stuff, God. If it's a new direction we have to drive in, help us to drive in a new direction. Let us
yes,
take a different
Lord.
Route. God, have mercy on us, God. Help
yes,
us to have
Lord.
A mind that's new, a mind that's seeking a new revelation of you, God.
Yes,
we don't
Lord,
want the
yes.
old, doctrinated, traditionalized revelation. Lord, give us our own. Give us a new revelation of you that only
yes,
you can
Lord.
Do, the mysteries of God. You are a mystery.
Yes.
Everything we learn and talk about with you, God, it should be new to us. God, give us newness in our spirit,
thank
in our
Jesus.
Mind, God, in every which
yes,
way.
Lord.
Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm
yes,
going to do an
Jesus.
Unusual prayer. I pray, God, that I don't deal with the same old devil. Give me a new devil to deal with. I done dealt with the same old one over and over again.
Yeah,
I'm past
hallelujah.
That one. We need something new, God. If I'm going to deal with something,
yes,
it's got to be, I need it to be new. I don't want to deal with nothing old, God. Help us to deal with
yes,
new
Lord.
Things. We got to get on new territory. Help us to cross new lands, new waters. In the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
God.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Some of us are still fighting the same old devil from 20 years ago.
Yes,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
God. Some of us is fighting
thank
the same
you.
Old seducing spirit
Lord.
That torments us at night. The same one is coming in the room. The same one is tormenting God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
God. Help us to overcome and give us a new thing to deal
yes.
with, God. But God,
yes,
let
Lord.
Us deal with everything in your spirit and in your time and in
yes,
your anointing,
Lord.
God. We know there's battlegrounds. I can't get stuck fighting the same person
yes,
all
Lord.
Day
yes,
long.
Lord.
Every day, God, we're looking at new
yes.
battles. God, I know people think, why would you pray for new battles? Because that means new territory. That
yes,
means new
Lord.
Rewards. That means new things. That means a new
yes.
level. That means a higher calling. I'm praying for a new battle. I'm looking
yes,
for a
Lord.
New devil to fight. I don't want to keep fighting the same old one, God.
All
in
right,
the name
man.
Of Jesus,
all
the same
you.
Devil ain't going to beat me up every day. The same demon ain't going to torment me for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
that
hallelujah.
Devil is a liar. I look forward to a new battle and a new fight and new deliverance.
Yeah.
My God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, give us some
yes.
new stuff Lord, today, God.
Yes,
I'm praying
Lord.
For
I'm
newness for everybody. I'm
yes.
praying for new things, God, to
yes,
be released
Lord.
In their
hallelujah.
Families, in their household, in
yes,
their homes,
Lord.
God. We want a new attitude. My
yes,
God
Lord.
In heaven, teach us
yes,
to change
Lord.
The way
hallelujah.
We used to act and how we grew
yes,
up acting
Lord.
And how our neighbors
yes.
acted, how our Zach, give me a new attitude,
yes, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
An attitude that only belongs to you, God. Give us a new way of
yes,
thinking,
Jesus.
A new way
Jesus.
Of talking, a new way of acting,
yes.
a new way of applying your word. God, give us deeper
yes,
revelation.
Jesus.
Give us the newness of you, God.
Yes,
God, you
Lord.
Are a new
thank
and a
Lord.
Mighty God. Everything you
yes.
do is new. God, yeah,
yes,
the
Lord.
First 5 minutes have passed. The first 10 minutes have passed. I can't get the
yes,
same
Lord.
Old 5 minutes
yes,
ever
Lord.
Again. Every second of the clock, time
yes,
ticks,
Lord.
And we got a new minute. Every single
yes,
minute
Lord.
Of the day is a new minute. It's a new second. I can't never go back
yes.
and get that second, God. Lord, I'm
yes,
asking
Lord.
You, God, as the time ticks and new days come and new hours come,
yes,
let
Lord.
All your blessings be new to us. Let everything
yes,
in our
Lord.
Life become new to us. God,
yes,
give us
Lord.
New fruit. New fruit. New fruit,
right.
God. God. Oh, my
Thank
God.
You,
We've been
Father.
Bearing fruit. But
yes,
some
Lord.
Of the fruit
Hallelujah.
Has already begun, God, to just fall to the ground.
Yes,
God, give
Lord.
Us new
Hallelujah.
Fruit. My God, each season that goes by, every season that goes by, you give us a new
yes.
season. No winter is the same as
yes.
last winter. No
yes,
summer
Lord.
Is the same as last summer, God. And I know every
yes.
walk we move in the spiritual realm, it will not be the
yes,
same.
Lord.
God, help us, God, to turn and to be new every day and to keep
yes,
a newness
Lord.
In our hearts. And in our mind, keep us with new forgiveness, God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I hear you saying, I give you new grace
yes,
every day.
Yes,
and some
Lord.
Of
Hallelujah.
Us are still walking around
yes,
with some
Lord.
Old
Hallelujah.
Stuff. And God said, I gave you grace for that already. And you're still
yes,
carrying
Hallelujah.
It into another day. And then I got to
oh,
give you new
God,
grace for the same
yes.
old sin. My
All
God
right.
in heaven. Oh, my
yes.
God. And I shall sick. God, help
yeah.
us to remove the old
yes,
sin.
Lord.
Some of it is so
yes,
old, we forget it's even there because we
yes,
haven't
Lord.
Repented from it. My
yes,
God,
Lord.
Give us a spirit of new forgiveness.
Yes,
some
Lord.
Of us need
Hallelujah.
To apply some new forgiveness. You might have forgiven
yes.
somebody a long time ago, and you said, I already did it, but you're still holding on to the memory
yes.
of that forgiveness. So God said, you need some new forgiveness. Forgive
yes,
them again in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, I thank you
him.
For the revelation. He said, some of us are forgiving one time, and he said, you have to forgive over and over and over and over
yes,
again.
Yes, Lord.
Don't
Hallelujah.
You dare think you can forgive a person one time, and that is it. He said, I forgive you many times. Do like
yes.
I do. I forgive you
Come
every second
now.
Of the day. Every
yes,
time you
Hallelujah.
Think wrong, every time you
yes.
walk wrong, my grace
Come
is more
now.
Than enough, and you should
yes.
apply the same methods that I apply
yes,
to
Lord.
You. See, God said, for much who gives mercy, for much mercy is given. So if we apply
yes.
mercy in our life,
yes.
we get mercy
yes,
in our life. God, I thank you for mercy. I don't know
yes,
why I'm
Lord.
Staying in this forgiveness mode, but God is
yes.
showing me his mercy is everlasting. And it's
yes.
going to come a point where we ain't
yes,
going to
Lord.
Be able to call for mercy because the clouds
yes,
will be rolling away. And
yes,
there will be
Hallelujah.
A voice in the heavens. And
yes,
trumpets will sound. He says, so get the mercy while it's flowing
yes.
everlastingly.
Yes,
because I got mercy. And he wants us to
yes.
apply it. He says, see, to get
yes,
this
Lord.
Mercy, to get mercy
yes.
and forgiveness from your Father, you got to
yes,
forgive
Lord.
Some people. And don't
yes,
just forgive
Lord.
Them once. Forgive them over and over.
Yes,
I see in the scripture,
yes.
it says, how many times must I forgive my brethren? He said, 70
yeah.
times 70.
Yeah.
So if that
Hallelujah.
Husband is still not acting right, then you said, that's it. I can't take no more. God said, forgive
yeah.
them one more time. He said, and then
yeah.
after that, you keep forgiving them. But as you forgive them, you keep walking in the direction you need to walk in. But don't you
Come
stop
on.
Forgiving nobody. Don't let nobody cause us to go to hell. Thank you, Lord. We're not going to let nobody make us go to hell. I refuse
no,
to hold a grudge, God. I refuse to hold unforgiveness in my
Come
heart.
On now.
It's bad enough, God. We let a person offend us, and we let people hurt us, and we hold
yeah.
this thing in us. But God is saying that person not only holds you from my throne of grace, but it keeps you in a pit. He said it keeps you in a pit where you will never pass because you
yeah.
won't forgive him. Somebody
yeah.
said in their heart, I'll never forgive him. I don't care what he say. God said
All
forgive
right.
him or you will not make it into the gates of heaven. You can say
right.
what you want to say. You can pray
right.
all day long. He said, until you forgive your brethren, you will not get forgiveness.
All
Some
right,
of us
now.
Is walking in sin and in disobedience. God said, until you forgive, you got to start
yeah.
there. He said, start there. Ask for some
yeah.
repentance. Don't stop forgiving. He said, forgive everybody. Forgive the people
yeah.
on your job. Forgive that woman
yeah.
that keeps talking mess. And she keeps coming
yeah.
around your desk. And she keeps tormenting you. And throwing extra work on your desk. And she keeps my God, somebody God said the devil put you in a pit. I'm taking me back to Daniel. He's showing me the book of Daniel. And he said some of us have been put in a pit. And the devil has put us there because we will not suffice to him. We won't come to what they want us to do. We won't bend. We won't flinch. We can't believe in God. And the enemy has lined up men of wickedness against us and put us in a pit. He said it's a fiery one. It's like the bingo. And all of them went in. He said, yes, some of us have entered into a pit like that. But God said, I didn't put that pit there. But trust and believe, as I am the God of fire and the God of water, I will surely bring you out of the pit of fire that they placed you in. See, they think they're going to burn up. They think they're going to shatter your dreams. They think they're going to bring up your family. They think they're going to steal everything from you. But God said, that's when I like to see the devil line up against you. And that's when I come in. And all the smoke and the fire, everything that they breathe on you, he said, I'm going to pull you out.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to smell like the holiness of God, not the smell of the fire. My God in heaven, hallelujah, God. I thank you for the pit. I thank you for the pit, God. Some of us have entered a pit, God. God said some of us have entered a pit. He said, don't think this is strange. Don't think this is strange that is happening to you. He said, you have entered into a pit, my God said. But he said, don't worry. I will deliver you, just like I delivered them. He said, see, they think they got you where they want you. And they want to hear you say, forget God. He ain't here right now. They want you to mock God. They already mocking him for you. They already saying you go to church and you stay on the prayer line all day. And look at you. Look what you're going through. Look what you got. How far you're getting. You ain't getting nowhere. Somebody's been saying that to somebody on this line. Somebody's been attacked for being on this prayer line. Somebody's been attacked for believing God and still standing. Somebody's been attacked. And God said, that's okay. I got something that they will never have. He said, I'm going to pull you out because this is your oven. This is the wheel that I'm going to spin you on. And I'm going to mold you. And I'm going to turn up the heat because gold has to be refined. And the heat got to come. My God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. God said, there's some fire that's going on. God said, but that's okay. He said, because you're going to come out like sparkling gold. You're going to come out and see there will be nothing that can hold on to you because I'm going to pull you out. He said, stay strong. Stay in the pit. My God in heaven. Stay in the pit. He said, you're going to be new. You already knew. My God, hallelujah, God. He said, you already knew. Oh, my God, he said, but I got to turn the fire. I let the fire. See, God said, whoo, God said, what the devil means for bad, God turns it around for good. For those who is his. See, the devil does things, but the devil's a fool. Because he thinks he's tearing you down. But God said, I'm just like that. I let the devil do what he do. But I'm building you up. I'm making you stronger against him. I'm making you walk a different way. I'm making you talk a different way. I'm making you believe a different way. I'm making you pray a different way. So you can't get that if you don't go through nothing. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the fire. I thank you for the trials and tribulations. Because my God is bringing us through. Lord, I thank you for new condition. Mid-condition. Oh, my God in heaven.
Thank
you so much for your word. Thank you for the newness of you, God. Thank you for the newness in everybody. And I thank you for the word that you let come forth in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
God, I thank you
Lord.
For the word in the ministry
thank
moment
you,
through Apostle, God.
Thank you,
Lord, we're praying her strength in you, God.
Yes.
We're praying,
thank
God, that even though
thank
she feels like she's one woman on the wall, let her know she don't stand alone. My God, how does Shabbaro say?
Hallelujah.
She stands with a fleet of angels. And not
yes,
only
Lord.
Does
Hallelujah.
She have a fleet of angels standing with her, but God said, my glory rests upon her head. And
thank
every time I sit with her, she feels like she's on fire. Because unfortunately, God said, that's how I feel. The fire of the Holy Ghost burns. And it's a real fire. This
Hallelujah.
Ain't something superficial. So God, hallelujah, we just thank you for the woman of God.
Thank you.
We thank you
thank
for all
you,
that you're doing in her life, God. And Lord, we bind
Lord.
Up every demonic attack, everything that tries to come up against her in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
God.
In the name
we
of
come
Jesus.
Up against it in the name of Jesus, God.
In the
Lord,
name
I come
of
up
Jesus.
Against everything that comes up against her marriage.
In the name of
in the
Jesus.
Name
Jesus.
God,
hallelujah.
Come up against it, because
yes,
she's going to walk out like fine gold, and nothing's going to touch her. I hear you saying,
Lord.
God, ain't no weapon that's going to form against her, because she is yours. So people can say what they want to say. They can do some hocus pocus and all that, but God said nothing will touch her. Anybody who comes up against her, he said, I will come, and I will deal with them. She don't have to even say a word. God said, I'll wake her up in the middle of the night. He said, he's been pulling her to the side. He's been allowing her to hear some conversations and hear what people are doing, because he wants her to know. He already took care of it. And he said he won't have her dumb or stupid or blind or anything anybody wants to say. He said she will not be ignorant to what people are trying to do. She will not be ignorant.
Lord.
He said, I will come personally and tell her.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God in
hallelujah.
Heaven. Oh, hallelujah, God. He said
thank
he will
Jesus.
Come personally and tell her
thank
what
you,
he
hallelujah.
Has done against her. She will
thank
never
you.
Go uncovered. My God.
Yes,
God said he takes ownership. Hallelujah. He takes
thank
ownership
you,
of us.
Thank
he
you.
Said, don't worry about that husband when he don't want to act
you,
right and he don't want to cover you. He said, I take ownership of you. You
thank
still
you,
belong to me. I just
hallelujah.
Loaned you to him so he can
thank
abide
you,
on this earth and have
thank
a little
you,
bit more strength, because it's
hallelujah.
Not good for a man to be alone. But when he made a woman, he said, I took you personally out
thank
of the
you.
Inside of Adam, because
yes,
there's some things that Adam, I didn't give Adam, but I gave it to you. And God said, he took Eve, if you read in Genesis, Eve was with God first. Eve didn't go to Adam first. Hallelujah. Eve was with God. That's a come as a woman. We can tap into God like it ain't nothing. We can go into a place with God that only our husbands can look at. And they can say in envy. And they'll get jealous because we were created with God. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and
thank
give you the revelation as God given it to me. I'm ending the prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because he's taking me in a different realm. He's showing me something that happened in the Garden of Eden. He said, I put Adam to sleep because what I needed to do with Eve, I wanted to stay between me and Eve. So he took a rib out of Adam. But let me tell you something. Adam was asleep, just like our husbands may be asleep right now. But God said, I took the rib while he was sleeping, because I didn't need him to be a part of this transaction. He said, I was going to do this one off to the side. And he
all
took
right.
that rib, and he went far in the spiritual realm. My God in heaven, reveal
hallelujah.
Your mysteries, Holy Ghost. And he
thank
said,
you,
I had another conversation. Just like I said, let us go and make man. He said, when woman came, he had another conversation that ain't recorded in our Bible. My God in heaven. And he said that conversation took place between that rib of Adam and the flesh that I've grown rib out of. He said, I talked to her, and I told her some things, and I made her with some woman intuition, and I gave her a wound, because I knew she was going to be a mother, and she was going to birth generations, and I knew I had to come through her, because see, God already knew that Satan was already out there, and he showed me, oh God, here we go, hallelujah,
you,
he said, just like the devil used woman to deceive man, or to be deceived, he said, I used the same woman to bring myself, my son, my only through the same seed that caused that made the enemy vulnerable, that made Adam vulnerable to her. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said the same
woman
that took the fruit from the tree is the same woman that bare fruit to the Messiah. My God, he said the same woman. See, he didn't use a man. See, he didn't use a man, even though he held the man accountable to everything. See, he said it was the woman. He said, I have to use her. And that's when the enemy comes after you. Whenever when the man is not in place, the enemy could have been said something to Adam in the garden. He didn't want Adam. He couldn't come through us. He went through the woman. That tells us we got something different about us. And we need to identify the difference and tap into God. Oh, my God in heaven. Hallelujah,
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I just thank you, Lord. My God
thank
in
you,
heaven.
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for the new direction. Thank you
thank
for the
you,
new
Jesus.
Condition.
Thank
you for the new word and a new prayer.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus. In the
I
name
pray,
of
God,
Jesus.
I consecrate this prayer under the power of the Holy Spirit, God.
Yes,
let anything
Lord.
That's not of you be stricken. If I spoke anything, God, that's not of you, I hold myself in accountability, God, to what you share.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my
yes,
God,
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Keep us, Lord. Protect us, God. And raise us up
Lord.
As the end time women of war.
Yes,
just as
Lord.
You called
Hallelujah.
Us to be. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
God. Lord, I thank you right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
Lord.
That I'm a woman. I could have been made a man.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God
Hallelujah.
Made me a woman.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo,
thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
thank
God.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God,
thank
for
you,
letting
Jesus.
Us be a helpmate.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. I thank you, God, that in the scripture you never said it's not
thank
good
you,
for
Lord.
Woman to be alone. Because you knew
yes,
we would
Lord.
Never be alone because we're connected
yes,
to
Hallelujah.
Yes, shadow. But he said that
Hallelujah.
Man needs this rib.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My
yes,
God,
Lord.
I thank you.
Thank
my
you.
God, I thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. I turn
Hallelujah.
This part of the woo Jesus, the prayer or the service back over in the hands of apostles. Deborah Dean. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're so excited about the prayer. We just thank God about the prayer today. It just ministered to our soul, and I give God all praise and all honor today. I just thank God again for everyone that's on the radio broadcast and in radio land, because truly the Holy Ghost has been in on the line today on the radio broadcast. The Holy Ghost has been on this radio broadcast from condition to condition. I tell you that. And I thank and praise God on today. So I'm not going to hold you any longer. And I thank and praise God that you all stayed on as long as you did with us on today. And I ask God to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Now to the King Eternal. Immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. We are dismissed. I love you all. Have a blessed evening. God bless you. Have a good day. Good evening.
Amen.